You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We go now to Campbell Robertson, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He's near Willow Spring, North Carolina, which in general is known more for its rural southern cuisine and fireflies than it is for being a center of a terrorist sleeper cell. But that's the story this morning. Campbell Robertson, can you explain, first of all, the details of a story that broke yesterday?
Well, basically, there was seven guys here, all from Carolina, who were arrested by the feds on Monday for basically stockpiling weapons and having conversations about engaging in sort of violent jihadist movements and even taking several trips to the Middle East and Kosovo with the idea, the feds say, to sort of participate, though it doesn't seem they've done anything or were near to doing anything. But it was, I guess, getting close enough, and they were stockpiling enough automatic weapons that the feds were getting a little bit nervous about the whole thing and decided to go in.
Now, there's a reaction, because the center of this alleged conspiracy is a 39-year-old drywall installer named Daniel Boyd, who has some experience in Afghanistan. But what are you hearing from local residents who are reacting to both the indictment and the details that are emerging over the history of all these characters with some alarm, I suspect?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always hear the sort of cliche, you know, it couldn't happen to a nicer family, I never saw it coming. But, I mean, the neighbors are even more adamant than one would expect that these are, you know, super nice guys. They got a Bronco in the driveway with an American flag sticker on the back. It's, you know, so-and-so, you know, a guy I was talking to yesterday said, well, they have my wheelbarrow. We loaned it to them last week. I mean, it's a very neighborly kind of Mayberry thing. So they sort of run the gamut from shock to absolute, you know, adamant disbelief in the whole thing.
Although, Campbell Robertson, it's not as though Muslims can't have flags on their pickup trucks and borrow wheelbarrows, right? What's different about these people?
It's not the fact that they're Muslims, but I don't know about people plotting violent jihad having flags on the back of their pickup trucks.
Well,
that's the issue. Everybody in town said it, you know, or everybody I talked to said that the fact that they were Muslim never, I mean, very, very rarely was brought up, though they were clearly very devout.
Although the wife of Daniel Boyd has spoken to the media, what are the details that are emerging from that conversation?
She gave an interview to the Raleigh News and Observer and said that she adamantly denied all the charges, gave some fairly harrowing details on her own side about the actual the day of the raids. You know, and simply said, you know, they're good Americans. They were taking trips to sort of get involved in Arabic culture, and that they had no plans whatsoever of doing anything violent.
So we asked this question already this morning, but I want to put it to you. What does this look like? Are these Boy Scouts with an Islamic tinge there in rural North Carolina? Or is this a real threat, homegrown, passionate, sort of anti-American terrorists?
Well, I mean, the anti-American thing doesn't seem to necessarily be the charge. I mean, the scary thing I think the feds were saying is these guys had a lot of automatic weapons. They had past history as foreign fighters, and they were having conversations that led the feds to believe that they were going to do something. Now, whether that adds up to anything, you know, it's not my place to say.
Right. Well, at the timing of this arrest, we'll see if that has an impact on the case, whether they actually had enough evidence or if they were fearful that something was going to happen and that motivated the arrest. We'll learn those details. Campbell Robertson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Campbell Robertson is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and he's near Willow Spring, North Carolina, where the arrest of seven alleged terrorists took place on Monday.